Luck Silver Streaks from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Talking with Streaks head coach Evan Massey prior to tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Freeport Pretzels. And coach, coming up, we're talking actually prior to the Hall of Fame introduction, but one of the greatest teams in the history of the school and probably the history of girls basketball in the state of Illinois that you were involved in, the 1997 team getting inducted. And what a pleasure that must be for you.
It is. I mean, that, you know, it's been fun for me over the last month of kind of through Facebook and our blog, trying to make connections with some of them, and so then researching back through. And I mean, the obvious is I remembered that they were undefeated regular season, but you look at their season, that they 28 games, and out of the 28 games, only five times did anyone come within 10 points of them. And then their run in the through the state series, that they won the regional by 80 points. They won the super sectional by over 20, and then they won the Elite Eight game by 24. So they were not only a good team, but they were a dominating team, and shown by of those players, four of them eventually went on to be all-state players. Of that, Sarah Larson, Molly Watson was that year, and then Jackie Howard and Megan Pacheco did. And then kind of a neat twist to it, if that those kids, the six kids that were freshmen and sophomores on this team, that all six of them played varsity basketball 4 years at Galesburg, and during that time they never lost a regional, sectional, or super sectional game in 4 years. So it was a lot of good memories. It'll be fun tonight as far as seeing them and seeing them recognized.
Well, I know that's so neat. I know you talked all during your run of trips to state, you know, to the fans, don't take this for granted, because it's going to end at some point. It's going to be really hard to duplicate what happened over those years.
It is, and you know, you look that, you know, quite honestly, you know, sometimes as time goes on, that your memory's distorted of, you know, that you, and I looking at the highlight tape, making copies of it, I've just realized of, you know, we knew Molly Watson was good, but you look at the other kids, and, you know, Angie Gallion, of just, you know, how aggressive she was running the floor and finished. And then inside, you've got a sophomore, Sarah Larson, who could finish over anyone. And then Megan Pacheco and Jessica Thompson as post players, and they were good. And then we had Melanie Pendergrass that could shoot. And then we had Meg Sherwood, who came off the bench. So it was, it was a good group, and it was a group, as you look back on it, of just a lot of exciting things. In fact, our semifinal game against Taylorville set the state record for attendance, single game attendance of the IHSA, and then the whole tournament series actually ended up being the highest attended IHSA things. And sadly now they don't even keep attendance figures because of the four class, everything's gotten so small.
Well, you've got another fun team this year. You're coming with a 4-1 record. Had a very good performance in the Western Big Six opener the other night against Moline. Just totally different kinds of players that you have playing for you now.
It is, but, you know, I think I was thinking about it, just, you know, you look and you don't ever, you know, say, well, this player, we want them to be like somebody else, that hopefully you can use examples as models and things. But, you know, I think in some ways of, I think two things every successful team needs to have, and I believe we've got with this team and we had in 97, is one is, I think you need, you know, somebody that's just a tough kid and gets the job done and isn't, you know, maybe he doesn't have the best basketball skills. And I think for us, you look, Rainey Sibley's that way. Back then we had Angie Gallion. And then I think what you've got to have is kids willing to accept roles, and especially seniors that can. And you look this year, we have got Allison Mangieri, who started last year, comes off the bench, doesn't miss a beat, has a great attitude. And that team back then, we had Meg Sherwood as a senior coming off the bench, and she was good enough to start on any other team in the Western Big Six. So you need unselfishness, and you need people that are going to do kind of the dirty jobs.
What do you know about this Freeport team coming out? I know they have a win over UT. They've struggled in some of the other games in this tournament, though.
Right. It's interesting. You look at them. They've, in the first weekend here, I didn't see them play earlier today, but the first weekend here, that their halves were always completely different. They'd have a half where they would win by 10 points, and a half they'd lose by 10 points. And they have an interesting combination of they've got a real nice size inside, and it appears to me one of the things that they want to do is have her, when she gets a rebound, get really deep outlets and take off and go. And sometimes we can get beat that way. But also I think that I question their team speed, and I'd like to think this is a team we can press and really get after.
All right, that is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We're going to come back. Eric's going to get a word with Freeport head coach Aria Schrader. Coming up next, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to Toyotathon, our biggest sales event of the year. I'm here to help you find the very best deals on all your favorite Toyota models. Please listen closely. Some of our great offers have changed. In fact, this Toyotathon, we're offering big savings on almost everything. To hear more about great offers on reliable, safe, and versatile Toyota vehicles, choose from one of the following. Press 1 for Camry. Press 2 for RAV4. Press 3 for Corolla. You've selected the 2012 Camry LE, a very good, reliable choice. Right now, you can lease one for $199 for 24 months with $2699 due at signing plus taxes and fees. Toyotathon is on. This is the one event you don't want to miss.
On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, security deposit waived. $350 disposition fee due at lease end. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Varies by region and excludes hybrid models. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 12-312.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of a collision. Here's Eric Gibson with the Freeport head coach.
Tom, I'm here in the pregame show with Freeport head coach Kathy Murphy. Coach, obviously 1-3 to start the season, not ideal for any coach, but what have you liked about what you've seen from your squad so far?
I like the fact that we're learning every time we go out. We learn from other teams about how to be quick, faster, smarter. So we're learning a lot here, which has been very beneficial for us. So this has been a great tournament for us.
Freeport historically has been one of the stronger programs in girls basketball. Obviously, this year, I don't want to say down, but maybe trying to get your seam still to see how things go. What do you think is the biggest thing for you to be successful going forward?
I think we just got to keep, every time we go out, we have to get better and better and better. We have to work on our intensity more. We have to work on focus, determination, all those kind of things. We're in a rebuilding year. We have a lot of young players, but I think they could be very, very good, but they just have to learn a lot.
Tell us about some of those younger players. Who are you going to be leaning on this season?
Chazzy Schrauer, she's a sophomore. 1 second.
Tom, they're summoning the coach to the scorer's table, but I think she's got it taken care of. Now, sorry, Coach, as far as those younger players, who were you speaking of?
Chassie Schrauer, she's a sophomore. She plays basketball all the time. She's one of our point guards. She's going to be a really good shooter and really good ball player for us down the road. Mariah Kassenberger is also a sophomore. She's got some height. But again, it's all about learning how to play varsity basketball.
Well, one of the things you kind of addressed was the fact that in these games against these teams, you want to keep learning. Well, obviously the Streaks play a much different style of basketball than a lot of teams in the area. So what kind of things do you anticipate having to do tonight to kind of thwart the Streaks upbeat, high tempo attack?
I think we have to be able to play good defense, good solid defense, be able to read the screens, any kind of swings, things like that. We got to be able to read those quicker than we have been. We're a little slow at reading them, but as I said, we're going to get better and better. But the more we face those type of offenses, it'll better for us. So,
what's the biggest key you think for you to be successful tonight against the Streak?
I think we got to put our shots in the hoop.
Well, it can be kind of simple at times, as long as you're making baskets.
Yeah, that's it. We just got to score.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Coach Murphy, and good luck to your Freeport squad tonight. It should be a good game. It should be a fun night. We just got done with the Hall of Fame activity, so your girls even got to hear a little Galesburg history.
Yep, very impressive.
All right. Well, thank you and good luck tonight. And we'll be back with more here on the pregame show from Field Gymnasium.
We're here with Mike Barton, a sales manager at Lakeis Ford Dodge. One of Mike's specialties is helping people get the financing they need for the vehicle they want. Using the Lakeis for the People credit approval process, they're able to help people where no one else could.
Fortunately for us, we have a multitude of lenders that we can use. I mean, we try to provide the best and lowest rate for each and every customer individually.
But at Lakeis, you offer some options that many people didn't even know existed.
A lot of consumers do like the vehicles they're driving currently. They just don't like the payments that they're making on them. A lot of dealers will try to trade you out of that, make a huge profit in most cases, sell you something that you don't really want. A lot of people don't realize is we do offer refinancing as well. We could help you reduce your interest rate and probably save you up to $88 a month.
Just by refinancing my car at Lakeis.
Right. I mean, if you take 20 minutes out of your day, come in and we can help you save thousands of dollars, definitely be worth it for both you and us. Let us help you keep that same car just by reducing your monthly payments.
To find out if refinancing is right for you, stop in and talk with Mike Barton and his team at Lakeis Ford Dodge, a car dealership for the people.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program, that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson ahead of Silver Street Girls Basketball. The Streaks and the Freeport Pretzels set to do battle here tonight in the final game of the Thanksgiving tournament, followed by the GHS boys at the boys-girls doubleheader here at Thiel Gym and on WGIL and WGIL.com. As Brad and Jim will be along following the wrap-up of our game, the boys will take on the Limestone Rockets coming up tonight. Now, the Streaks won earlier today. They defeated Team Inglewood out of the Chicago Public League 73-60. This was a game in which Grant Gibson scored 45 points for the Streaks earlier today. So, again, it'll be the Streaks and Limestone. Eddie Matthews, the new head coach of Limestone, left Notre Dame. Now at Limestone, his son Hank, a very good player for the Rockets. They've been impressive thus far in the early going here at the Thanksgiving tournament. Galesburg High boys and girls, though, both playing here tonight at John Thiel Gymnasium. We'll have the Silver Street girls and the Freeport Pretzels coming your way next. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this one, then bring you the starting lineups and the start of tonight's contest. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Holiday shopping is now underway at Yum in Galesburg. And now, through November 30th, Yum has marked down new 2012s and 13s with savings that are impossible to ignore. New 2012s are moving fast, and with Yum's additional savings, you'll never find a better time to buy. If you've even been thinking about a new truck, you have to see the folks at Yum, where you can save over $10,000 on a new 2012 Chevy Silverado All-Star Edition 4x4 Crew LT, or save over $12,000 on the new 4x4 Extended Cab LT. Save over $1,200 on the popular 2012 Chevy Cruze, over $4,600 on a new 2012 Chevy Malibu, and over $5,000 on a new 2012 Chevy Impala. Yum even has markdowns on new 2013s, like $1,000 off a new 2013 Chevy Malibu or $1,000 off a new 13 Chevy Equinox. See Yum for details. Yum's prepared to beat any deal anytime, any day, so don't miss this savings opportunity. Yum's new blowout before the holiday sale, now through November 30th.
What a beautiful sunrise.
It's resplendent.
The water's so calm.
Untroubled, unperturbed, some might say. Reposeful.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. Must be this great breakfast we got off McDonald's dollar menu.
Not following you.
Well, I mean premium roast coffee, breakfast burritos, hash browns, everything's awesome and just a buck each.
Oh, so you're feeling kind of smart.
Indubitably.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight and a low around 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, warming up to a high of 48. Then tomorrow night, cloudy skies back down to a low of 28 again. Monday, partly sunny skies and a high of 38. Monday night, cloudy and a low of 22. And Tuesday, sunny skies and a high of 35. Right now, it's 29.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson set to get things underway. Galesburg Silver Streak Basketball. And Eric, this is a Freeport team that comes in. Coach Massey mentioned on the pregame, they have some size, but it's not size with athleticism, which is what normally bothers Galesburg. So this looks like a team that we should be able to get up and down the court against.
Well, you know, the thing you usually worry about in these kind of games is the letdown. You haven't played in a week, whereas Freeport played just earlier today. So they're going to have, Galesburg will have the fresher legs, but the question is, will they be a little bit more tight and apprehensive when taking the ball to the hoop? Then on the other side of the bill, you had the ceremony for the 1997 team, yeah. And so the girls sat through that, got to see that, which was a good thing for them to see. But at the same time, you know, do you start getting a little too amped up if you're Galesburg? So with such a veteran team, you wouldn't think so. But just in case, you know, you've got to come out. And this is a very winnable game for Galesburg, but you want to see them dictate the tempo from the start.
Well, some thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison.
The girls' Thanksgiving tournament. Tonight's game features the Pretzels from Freeport High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streak. Now, here are your starting lineups. First for Freeport, 5'3 junior number 4, Lexi McCabe. 5'7 sophomore number 13, Chastity Schroyer. A 5'10 sophomore number 21, Mariah Katzenberger. A 5'9 junior number 33, Fiona Neary. And a 5'11 senior number 35, Bryn Buckwalter. Freeport coached by Aria Schrader and head coach Kathy Murphy. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior number 5, Rainey Sibley. And a 5'8 sophomore number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 senior number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3 senior number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'5 senior number 32, Sharon Diggins. Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Just about ready to get things underway. By the way, Jessica Lieber sitting on 983 points for her career, so a big night tonight if she comes out shooting well. Never know, she might hit that 27 tonight and hit 1,000 for her career. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Freeport comes in their road black, trimmed in orange and white. Stepping into the center circle. For the Streaks, it'll be Casey Williams at 5'8", and for the Pretzels, it'll be Bryn Buckwalter at 5'11", and she looks even... that much more taller than Casey. Yeah. She's much bigger as well. So ball is up, ready to get things underway. Tip won by Casey Williams and goes to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt, and Freeport comes out in a man-to-man defense. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins, she'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes to Jessica Lieber down on the left block. Got fouled as she tried to put the shot up. The foul goes against Lexi McCabe, I believe. First foul of the ball game.
Well, you know, the one thing you cannot do if you're going to play the Streaks man-to-man is give up offensive rebounds. You have to block out, and that's going to be to the detriment of Freeport, a very young and inexperienced team. I would imagine we're going to see that constantly. And in all reality, we see that with a lot of opponents against the Streaks. But that being said, it's something that I'm sure Coach Murphy is going to be very, very keen on during this game.
Jessica Lieber misses the first, makes the second. Streaks lead 1-0, 7:51 to play here in the first quarter. In the backcourt, McCabe gets it across left side to Schroyer. Schroyer on the dribble, left wing, goes left baseline to Neary. Neary fires a 14-footer, rebound tipped up and brought down by Casey Williams. She'll give way to Jessica Lieber. Jessica across midcourt right side, right wing. Sharon Diggins, another three. This one is off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Casey Williams able to run it down on the left baseline to Jessica Lieber. Long three-pointer left wing is an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Katzenberger for Freeport. In the backcourt, and McCabe nearly turned it over, and now she does. It goes to Sharon Diggins, and Sharon gets to Chloe Anderson running down the right side of the lane. Chloe lays it up and in. Streaks lead 3-0.
Good ball movement by the Streaks right there. When you get that steal like Sharon did, the first thing you have to do is try to set up the offense in a quick manner. So you need to go to the side like she did, find the cutter down the middle, which she did, and it resulted in 2 points.
Katzenberger gets it down on the right block. Buck Walter spins into the paint, comes up short with a shot. Rebound is going to bounce off of, well, I guess they say it went off of Neary last, or with a couple of Streaks there as well. Galesburger brings the length of the court. Our first line change has Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels checking in. They'll be in with Jessica Lieber. Freeport's going to drop back and pick up at half court, and they'll still play the man-to-man defense. Sabrina Clay gives to Danny Teal. Now it's Jessica Lieber right side. Sabrina Clay on the give and go. Lay it up off the glass. Too hard. And we've got a foul on the rebound.
It's going to be on Allison Mangieri. She had her hand to the back of the pretzel player while she was trying to go up to get the rebound.
So nice give and go. Sabrina Clay a little bit too strong, and we saw her have a field day with that in the opening game with 15 points. Maybe we'll see her have another big night tonight.
Well, she was a little quick with her shot. I think she was worried about the much bigger Buckwalter blocking her shot.
Now Freeport, a layup missed by Schroyer, gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. Chastity Schroyer, the young player that Coach Murphy mentioned. Now Allison Mangieri, three-pointer left wing, a short rebound, Jessica Lieber, and she's going to get tied up. And the possession arrow points toward Freeport. 6:29 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2.
Well, so far in the early going, the Streaks have gotten their open shots. They just haven't hit, and that's the one thing here at Thiel that they're usually pretty good at, is hitting those open ones.
Young team for the Pretzels, two sophomores, a couple of juniors, and a senior on the floor. In the backcourt, this is McCabe. Gets it across to Schroyer. Schroyer, top of the key, goes to Katzenberger, dribbles left, kicks it out, and it's stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Lexi on the dribble, brings it across, now hands off to Jessica Lieber. Near travel there, as Lexi a little bit too hard with the pass that close to Jessica. Now Jessica Lieber out high on the left side with it. 6:09 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2. She'll dribble right, top of the key. Now gives to Lexi Daniels. On the right wing, Sabrina Clay, top of the key, left wing to Allison Mangieri. Back to Jessica Lieber from straight on, fires a long three. It's banks in. I was going to say too strong. Well, strong enough that went off the glass and in.
I was going to say, as long as you got that backboard, you have a chance.
Go. Make it 6-2 Streaks, 5:47 to play, and a pass over the top to Schroyer. Runs down the right side. Nice defensive play by Allison Mangieri. Knocked it away from guy, and Allison had turned the wrong way initially and had gotten beat, but hustled and was able to get there and knock the ball away from Schroyer.
Yeah, I agree. Good recovery by Allison Mangieri. She would have been able to probably steal that pass had she been looking for the ball and had her looked over her left shoulder as opposed to her right shoulder. But that being said, she did a nice job once that ball did hit the ground to go knock it away from Schroyer.
Line change for the Streaks. Sammy Thompson in for the first time. Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins back in. And for the first time in a Silver Streak uniform, Haley Kelso, the transfer from Knoxville, a 5'4 junior. We'll see what Haley can do with the Streaks team. See how fast the game is to her now that she's actually getting to do it in real time here.
Well, the good thing is she's gotten a lot of time in practice, which you know, the Streaks practice just as fast as they play, but you're right, it's a much different scenario.
Steal by Sammy Thompson. Sharon Diggins gives to Casey Williams, running the right side of the lane. Casey lays it up and in, make it 8-2 Streaks. Now a violation. I don't know if they stepped on the inline. I think that's what happened. And the Streaks are going to get it back under their own basket as Ashley Simmons, 5'6 junior, checks in for Lexi McCabe.
Interestingly enough, Coach Andy Ellison used to have Haley Kelso in her homeroom at Knoxville and just noticed one day she wasn't at school and then found out that she was transferred to Gillsburg.
And Haley Kelso just brought down an offensive rebound on the miss by Sharon Diggins. Couldn't save it inbounds, though, and it goes to Freeport, knocked away by Rainey Sibley on the near sideline. The Pretzels will inbound at midcourt as the line change for the Streaks come in. Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, and Allison Mangieri. 5-12 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 8-2.
You know, with what we've heard about Haley Kelso, she's going to be a pretty good shooter for this squad, but the interesting thing will be how she adjusts to coming off the floor so often.
Allison Mangieri down the left side off of the steal, laid it up with the left hand, thought they got a piece of her, didn't get the call, and now the rebound's going to go off Freeport last. Nice job by Allison using the left hand all the way going in, a little bit too strong with it. Jessica Lieber to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Lexi Daniels. Back to Jessica Lieber, right baseline. Three is up and good. Her second of the ball game. She's got 7 points, 20 more to the 1,000 mark. Make it 11-2. Streaks with under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Travel.
Nearly traveled, yeah. Now down the right side. This is Simmons lays it up and got it.
Good play. Nice shot by Simmons. Good job with her body control.
Now look from Jessica Lieber to Chloe Anderson under the basket, running the floor on the left side. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. And there was a couple of black jerseys there.
It's going to go in Buckwalter.
Okay, yep, Buckwalter picks up her first, second team foul now on the Pretzels.
That's a tough one for Buckwalter to take, too, because she was literally straight up and down. Chloe shot the ball into her, and the official was kind of behind Buckwalter, so he couldn't get a good view of exactly how the play went down.
Chloe hits the first of two. Hannah Smith checks in for the first time tonight. Haley Kelso, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins back in for Galesburg. Danny Teal waits to check in for Chloe Anderson. 4:44 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 12-4. 1-3, Freeport comes in. Their only victory was over United Township. Second shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Buckwalter. And now it's Katzenberger with it across midcourt to Buckwalter, top of the key. Ball gets knocked away, and Casey Williams comes up with it for the Streaks. Gives to Hannah Smith. She'll bring it down and set for Galesburg. Cross midcourt, left side. Now to Casey Williams between the circles. Right wing, Haley Kelso with it. Now it's Hannah Smith out high on the right side. Now to Haley Kelso. She'll fire the three from the top of the key, and it's good. Good form on that.
First Galesburg points.
And it's a three-pointer, and make it 15-4 Streaks. Timeout, Kathy Murphy. And this will be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 4:16 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 15, Freeport 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Kind of a bet thing. Back here at John Field Gym, 4:16 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 15-4. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Danny Teal up playing the ball, and they try to go long. Over through Katzenberger. She finally runs it down left side. Casey Williams there on the defense. Shot is short. Casey with the rebound. She's going to get tied up. And, boy, could have been some contact there. Had a couple black jerseys hanging on her. It was Morgan Geiser there along with Katzenberger. But the Streaks will get the ball. They'll bring the length of the court as Katie Lingenfelter is back in. Or in for the first time tonight. In with Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, and Allison Mangieri.
Well, we were talking off the air during that commercial break, Tom, about Haley Kelso. She did a good job of collecting herself, hitting the shot, but she didn't look ready to shoot the first time. But you said to meet the streak, she thought she had a pretty nice-looking shot.
And now we've got a foul. It's going to go on. Oh, they're going to call Allison Mangieri. Said that she pushed off going after the offensive rebound. A missed three from the left wing by Jessica Lieber. Allison going after the rebound.
It was actually Rainey that shot that one.
Oh, Rainey, I'm sorry.
But
Allison's second foul.
And both of them in the same kind of situation. She's got to understand when she's behind the defensive player, she can't put her hands in the back. And I think that's what she's getting called for, even if she's not actually pushing.
Buckwalter drives down the right side of the lane, puts it up too strong. Rebound by Simmons. She can't hit. Buckwalter down with another rebound up off the glass and got it. Buckwalter, a big, strong player, but a little bit too strong with a shot. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Lieber with it.
I'll tell you what. I saw this team play UT, and when Buckwalter came off the floor because she fouled out early in the third quarter, this team just fell apart.
Three from Jessica Lieber, no good. Katie Lingefelder had the rebound, but it was knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks, and Jessica Lieber will inbound on the left baseline. Yeah, Haley Kelso, you mentioned that you wonder, is she going to be gun-shy in here in her first game? But what I just think I agree with you. She just wasn't ready to shoot the first time. Second time, she was ready to let it fly and a nice-looking shot.
Well, and she's a good player for the system if she's able to get off the quick three, because she'll really love the opportunities that she'll get.
Sharon Diggins, three-pointer out high left side, no good. Gets her own rebound. Gives to Haley Kelso. Also Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, and Michaela Isley in for the first time for the Streaks. Sabrina Clay with it, top of the key. Out high right side, Michaela Isley. Right wing, this is Sammy Thompson. Top of the key, Sharon Diggins. Three from straight on. Is in and out, no good. Boy, she's been close on a couple tonight. Hasn't gotten one to fall as of yet. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 15-6. Right wing, this is Schroyer with it. Down on the block, it goes to Buckwalter in against Clay. And, unfortunately for Sabrina Clay. I mean, that was just a strength thing. She was straight up and down, and Buckwalter kind of leaned in and knocked her back. Actually did a good job using her body to make it look like she was drawing the contact.
Right. Well, and, you know, that's exactly what you teach the post player to do in that situation. The only thing I would have said that she could have done differently is if she would have kept in the right hand, she would have been able to absorb the contact and finish the play, but she didn't. She scored the basket anyway. You know, you talked at the outset about how you thought Buckwalter was going to struggle. She's not as athletic as some of the big girls. She runs the floor pretty well, and she does a good job of defensive and offensive positioning. She's one of those players that seems to know her role on this team. She knows that her position is to get inside, is to get positioning, and also on the defensive end, just be kind of the clog in the middle.
She hit both free throws, make it 15-8, and goes to the bench. She's replaced by Fiona Neary, 5'9", junior, right wing. This is Lexi Daniels, fires a three. That's off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jay Holman, a 5'9", junior, in for the Pretzels. Near steal by, it's knocked away by Lexi Daniels. Got it to Danny Teal. She laid it up, couldn't hit. Actually, going to say there's a foul on the floor before the shot, and the foul went against Schroyer. That'll be her first, and the 13th foul on Freeport. And it'll be Jessica Lieber inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
Streaks started this one 11-2 run and slowed up just a little bit so far.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, right baseline is off the mark. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Morgan Geiser. And a trip call is going to go against, I believe, Lexi Daniels. And that was just kind of wrong place, wrong time. It looked like they just kind of had gotten their feet tangled a little
bit. Well, what happened right there is actually Geiser traveled right before the play because she got that rebound. She took a dribble out and then leaned very heavily on her right foot after establishing the left foot as a pivot foot and couldn't come back and kind of got herself in a bad situation. And the girls were just trying to take advantage of her bad situation.
Now on the inbound, pass was on the sideline. Simmons caught it and dribbled immediately out of bounds. I mean, she wasn't really much she could do on the catch there.
No, that's one where you've got gadget and pass it because you don't have a lot of room there. She caught it trapped along the sideline.
Sabrina Clay, Hannah Smith, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. 2:24 to play first quarter, 15-8 Galesburg. Now left baseline, Sharon Diggins misses the three. And Simmons has a rebound long, runs it down herself all the way down the right side. Lays it up and in. That is second basket for Simmons. Make it 15-10 now, Galesburg.
Streaks offense was really flat right there, meaning they had nobody up top, and that gave Simmons a wide open run at it.
Sharon Diggins fires a three out high right side. Finally gets one to fall. Make it 18-10. Streaks under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Now Sharon with a steal. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. And Cole Anderson going after the rebound. Landed on the back of Jay Holman. Chloe actually had a hold of the ball initially. Holman bent over and had Chloe was basically laying on her back ready for a ride there, I guess.
Well, we talked earlier in the season about the fact that somebody needed to step up with the strength and the physical play that the Streaks were losing because Sadie Hamilton and Myra Diggins both graduated. Well, Chloe seemed to do that in the early going, and what happened right there, she had such a strong hold on the ball that when Jay Holman decided to try to pull it into her body by bending over, she took Chloe with her.
Yep, that's a travel there. Nice defensive job. Sharon Diggins and Chloe Anderson had Holman bottled up there. She went to the floor and kind of slid across with the ball. Streaks get it back on the Freeport turnover as Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels check back in for the Streaks, who lead 18-10 with 1:42 to play in the first quarter.
You know, in the two seasons we've now seen this official on the that's now on the baseline, she's done a really good job.
Yeah.
And if we had Jim Wyman here, we'd be able to tell you where she was born and everything else. But unfortunately, we don't have that information.
Three-pointer was an air ball from Haley Kelso. Casey Williams tried to inbound it. or save it inbounds, try to bounce off somebody's leg. Freeport comes up with it. This is Holman on the right baseline for Freeport. Fires a left-handed 10-footer and got it. First basket for Jay Holman and make it 18-12.
Maybe we can get Wyman to tweet us about this. I'm sure he has his database still put together.
He probably knows the name as the streak turned over on a bad pass with 108 to play. Freeport actually has kind of weathered the initial storm by the Streaks. You know, Streaks jumped out and scored a lot of points early, but they didn't panic, and they're slowly clawing their way back into this one, trail by 6, 18-12.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things Freeport had to do, as Coach Murphy says, make shots, but they also were going to have to be able to stop the Streaks.
Now Chloe Anderson with a steal on the inbound, and nice defensive play by McCabe. However, what happened on the inbound, McCabe was going to try to throw it off the legs of Chloe Anderson. Chloe quick enough with the hands to just catch the pass and got her shot blocked by McCabe, but the Streaks have it on their own left baseline. Sharon Diggins to Sammy Thompson, left baseline, dribbles out to the wing. Now dribbles back, stops, gives to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. She'll fire the three out high left side and got it. First basket of the ballgame for Sabrina Clay. That's five threes for the Streaks. We've got Shea so far with 48 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 21-12, our first palindrome of the game for you Rush fans. And now a near steal by Chloe Anderson.
Ooh,
Chloe's
going to
get called for a foul, though, unfortunately.
Neary.
Didn't like Chloe laid it on top of her there. She got
I was worried about Neary's ACL there because Chloe came down. That was almost like a play where a running back's coming through the middle and ends up taking a player off the knee, because that's exactly where Chloe landed on the knee and kind of bent it inward. So luckily Neary's okay.
40.9 to play. McCabe to inbound, and it comes to Neary. Neary stops and traveled. No call. Kicks it out to McCabe. Left wing, it goes to Schroyer. Now to Neary, down on the left block. Pulls it from down on her hip, puts it up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Simmons gets it. Her shot's blocked by Casey Williams. And now the ball goes to the floor again, and a travel's going to be called on Neary. This Simmons didn't start for them, but she is a hustler in there. She kind of got one of those girls that has a knack for the ball, just 5'6", going in there. Pretty athletic, getting her hand on a lot of rebounds down there, and she's got 4 points for Freeport.
Yeah, she is very athletic, too. On the defensive end, and that's the one thing I think she's going to really help if she can chase off three-point shooters.
Now a three from Casey Williams, top of the key, too hard off the back of the iron. Rebound comes out long, and this is Katzenberger with it. Katzenberger down the right side, splits the defenders, lays it up, can't hit. It was a nice move, but she couldn't get it to fall, and the ball's going to go back to Freeport. Didn't see who it went off of for the Streaks. Freeport will have it with 7.9 to play. As Abby Jungles, a 5'8 junior, checks in for the Streaks, it's Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins checking in for Haley Kelso and Lexi Daniels. They're in there with Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, and Danny Teal. 7.9 to play, and it comes right baseline. This is Neary, and blocking foul called. Really, I mean, Danny Teal wasn't really moving. It was Neary tripped over her foot as she made the move and went around her.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, you know, Danny was coming out and kind of had a wide base and just wide enough that it tripped up Neary when she tried to go by her.
That's already, I didn't realize, 17 foul on the streak, so one and bonus attempt for Neary.
You got to be liking that if your Coach Murphy to already be in the foul or in the bonus.
First shot is good. She'll get the second. 6.3 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 21-13. Fiona Neary at the free throw line. 5'9 junior. Second shot in and out. No good. Casey Williams skies for the rebound and gives way to Jessica Lieber. 3 seconds to play. She'll fire from midcourt. And it's off the glass. No. We have played one quarter of basketball. Streaks in control thus far. But Freeport hanging tough. After one, it is Galesburg 21, Freeport 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Motion causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Ow.
Second quarter underway. Streaks lead 21-13. Casey Williams with the steal. Streaks have it back. Jessica Lever, Sharon Diggins.
Proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, Chloe, this is Anderson, Chris Poston and for WGIL. Thanks.
Rainey Sibley for the Streaks. Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, right wing, partially blocked. Rebound to Chloe Anderson, but it's stolen away by Neary.
I thought Neary was on the baseline.
Yeah, I thought she stepped out, but now they're going to call travel on her anyway. I agree. I think she got that rebound. I think she stepped right on the baseline, maybe even twice, but the Streaks are going to get it back as Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri check in. Jessica Lieber will inbound from the right baseline.
Was that two by Sharon?
No, that was a three attempt.
Three, okay. I couldn't tell if she was behind the line or not.
In it comes, Allison Mangieri between the circles to Jessica Lieber, left wing, fires a long three, off the back rim, no. Too hard, Katzenberger now with a rebound on the near side across midcourt. Gets it to, tried to get to Buckwalter running the court. Buckwalter tried to head to the basket before she had a handle on it, to lost it out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Well, right there, the one thing she's got to realize is if you're going to pass that to Buckwalter on the run, you got to go on the left shoulder, the inside shoulder, if you're going to throw that ball, because you lead her away from the basket, makes it that much difficult for the post player to take it inside. Good defense.
Pass from Sabrina Clay, knocked away by Neary. Got ran over on the baseline to knock it away as Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson check in for the Streaks. It'll be Rainey Sibley to inbound from the near sideline. 7-12 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 21-13. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up following this one. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the Streaks, and the Limestone Rockets should be a good one tonight. The Limestone team, probably the best in the middle line this year. Sharon Diggins drives the right side, lays it up and in. Nice move by Sharon. She's got five, and now a travel called on Katzenberger. Streaks get it right back. What are we at for turnovers now for the Pretzels?
That is number 13.
Wow. 13 points, 13 turnovers. Coaches don't like to see that.
No.
Sammy Thompson inbounds from the right baseline for the Streaks. 7 minutes to play first quarter, and it comes to Sharon Diggins. Back to Sammy Thompson, right baseline, dribbles out to the wing. Still pounds the dribble, picks it up, or takes it out between the circles, picks up, gives to Casey Williams out high left side. 22-13, or rather 23-13 Streaks lead. Casey Williams to Sammy Thompson out high right side. Sees an open lane to the basket, lays it up, partially blocked by Buckwalter. And the rebound comes down to Jungles for Freeport. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons down the right side, now switches to the left, laid it up with the right hand, and is blocked by Casey Williams. And now, a jump ball call. Looked like Simmons got a piece of Casey Williams' arm. Possession arrow, fortunately, points for the Streaks. That was the case right there. Had Simmons gone up with a left-hand layup, Casey might not have been able to block it, but she went up with a right hand on the left side. Casey right there for the clean block.
Well, again, Casey doing a good job getting the ball out of the hands of Simmons, too, and that allowed her to block the ball without a foul being called. On this end of the floor, I would have liked to see Thompson get that ball to Kelso. She was open on the sideline.
Give and go, Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, who lays it up and in. Sabrina's got five and make it 25-13 Streaks. Katzenberger drives down the paint, pulls up with a five-footer, no good. Jessica Lieber with a rebound. Jessica on the run, left side. In against Buckwalter, now kicks it out. Tried to kick it out to Allison Mangieri, but it was knocked away by Chastity Schroyer, and the Streaks will have it to inbound on the near sideline.
That was an instinct play right there by Jessica Lieber. Yeah. She thought she knew in the offense that Allison should be out there. She didn't take a look, though, beforehand, and Schroyer was able to get her hand in and knock it away because she was in between the passing lane.
Now, hesitation dribble by Jessica. Drives down the right side. Can't hit the shot, but gets knocked to the floor by, I believe, Neary's going to get the call.
Yeah, I think she's going to get the call.
And that'll be her second foul, I believe. Let me check. Nope, that's her first. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's one of two tonight. 7 points, including 2 three-pointers, as she hits the first. 26-13 Streaks lead. 6:01 to play first half. Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso back in for the Streaks.
Jessica nearing in on that 1,000-point mark for her career. She hits the second free throw as well. That takes her to 9. 8 more points.
So she's at 992 for her career. In front of an impressive crowd here from the young ladies from the 97 team. Several All-Staters. Haley Kelso with the steal now. Haley on the dribble down the left side against Buckwalter. Lays it up. Buckwalter blocked it from behind. Thought they might have given Buckwalter a call. She had that lower hand down on Haley's body, but no call there. Now a near steal by Danny Teal. Knocked it out of bounds from Katz. Knocked it away from behind. And the Pretzels will have it back on the left baseline with 5:42 to play in the first half. Checking back in for Freeport is Jay Holman. She'll replace Ashley Simmons.
Sorry, who took that last shot for the Pretzels?
The last one was Simmons.
Simmons, okay.
Now this is Buckwalter down on the left block. Can't hit the shot. Too hard against Casey Williams. Now this is Katzenberger. Back to Buckwalter. Now she kicks it out. Left baseline and a travel on Holman. As she had an open shot, decided to go baseline, took a couple of steps before she put the ball on the floor. And I'm not sure why Buckwalter even kicked that ball back out.
Well, what happened that really hurt things for the Streaks right there is Danny Teal, instead of going up to try to rebound the ball, she kind of just tried to poke it out. And when she poked it out, it went out to Katzenberger.
Haley Kelso, three-pointer top of the key is no good. Rebound, Danny Teal. Out right wing to Hannah Smith. On the dribble in the center circle. Left wing, Haley Kelso. Top of the key, Casey Williams. Out high right side, Sharon Diggins drives down the right baseline or right side of the lane. Pulled up with a 10-footer, couldn't hit it. And the rebound comes down to Holman. Gives way to Katzenberger. Now this is Schroyer with a nice look on the right side. Neary laid it up and in. Nice fast break that time by Freeport. That's their first points here in the second quarter. 27-15 Streaks. 4:48 to play in the second quarter. Hannah Smith to Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Sharon gets tripped up, dribbled right, was able to keep the dribble, got it to Haley Kelso, drives right baseline, and she gets bumped by Katzenberger. Made a nice pass. Actually, the whistle was blowing by the time she let it go. Nice look to Casey Williams.
Well, and that's one of those things. That's always the difficult thing for a team is you get a good pass and the bump foul gets called. It's like, we'll take the layup.
So the foul went against Katzenberger. That's her first 15 foul on Freeport as Allison Mangieri, Katie Lingefelter, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber check back in for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri with it to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it out top of the key on the dribble between the circles. Now gets to Katie Lingefelter. Now at high right side, Chloe Anderson right wing. It's Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three and got it. That's her third of the game. She's got 12, make it 30-15 Streaks, 4:21 to play first half, and
double
now
dribble.
A double dribble called against Chastity Schroyer, and that's one thing the Streaks were hoping with these young guards out here, that you might be able to fluster them and cause some turnovers, and they've been able to do just that.
Yeah, 16 turnovers now for the Pretzels, so the Streaks have done a good job of really flustering those young guards.
Chloe Anderson, right wing, top of the key. Rainey simply fires a three, hits too hard, went off the glass, almost banked in, but Rainey runs down her own rebound, got knocked out of bounds. Oh, wow, they're going to give it to Freeport. Rainey got pushed going after that ball, and that's why she ended up out of bounds. And the official just said, nope, she fell out of bounds on her own. So the Pretzels will bring it from three-quarter court. Maddie Wagner, 5'7", junior, in. She will inbound.
Should be a travel on the sideline as Maddie Wagner was moving her feet the whole way.
Katzenberger nearly traveled, but a steal by Rainey Sibley. Rainey lays it up and in for her first basket and make it 32-15. Streaks, 4 minutes to play and a timeout called. They didn't call the official. The official was trying to help out, I think, the Freeport coaching
yeah.
staff. But the whole coaching staff sat there looking at them.
Well, now they're going to
call timeout.
Okay, they're going to get the streak group. Well,
oh,
he's
going to
let them come in.
Wow.
Even though it was an inadvertent whistle.
That's
now, this
surprising.
Is something that I wouldn't be too happy if I'm Coach Murphy. Not that ultimately in the grand scheme of things it makes a whole lot of difference. But
yeah. But she's not saying a word about it. She's just kind of sitting there calmly at this point.
Well, I think she's more concerned with her squad than she is what Galesburg's doing.
Michaela Isley playing the ball. Near steal by Haley Kelso. Ball goes to the floor. And
I don't know
foul.
What the call was.
Oh, it's going to go against Morgan Geiser.
Wow.
She was holding Michaela Isley as they were going after the loose ball. Nice job by Haley Kelso. Knocked the ball away. Michaela Isley going after it and was being held by Geiser. And that's her first foul. And that is now the 16th foul on Freeport, so Haley Kelso will inbound from the near sideline. Also, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, Michaela Isley, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. A little bit different lineup than we've seen this season.
Well, and this is what you kind of want to do at times if you can, is try out some different combos to see what works.
Sharon Diggins she picked up to try to make the pass, realized the pass wasn't there, and she ended up putting it on the floor again, got called for the double dribble. She knew as soon as she picked it up, she knew it was going to happen. She couldn't stop it at that point. 3:48 to play first half. Streaks lead 32-15 and a near steal. Now it is a steal by Haley Kelso. Well, they're going to say she stepped on the baseline, though. She got a hold of it on an errant pass. They were trying to get it to Schroyer. Kelso took it away but stepped on the baseline right back to Freeport.
Good aggressive play, though, by Kelso.
Long down court pass. Sabrina Clay got a hand on it. Now Sammy Thompson with a steal. Thompson on the dribble across midcourt right side. Tried to get to Sharon Diggins on the right wing, but it was Buckwalter there looking for that one, knocked it away right into the Freeport bench, so the Streaks will get it back, and Haley Kelso will inbound in front of the Freeport coaching
staff.
Something
Sabrina's got to learn here in the future. Against a better team, it would have been more detrimental, but when she went up there to try to deflect that pass, she hit it underneath the basket for Freeport. Well, that's where all the Freeport players were running. But luckily, Sammy Thompson was able to get in there and make a steal subsequently anyway.
Sharon Diggins for three, in and out, no good. Michaela Isley with a rebound. Her shot's blocked, and Buckwalter has it. And now Michaela Isley is going to get called for a foul on the outlet pass. That'll be her first foul, eighth team foul on the Streaks. And Buckwalter will go to the free throw line for the second time in this ball game. She is 2 for 2. She's got 4 points. 3:22 to play in the half. Streaks lead 32-15. I've seen twice now Sammy Thompson had it and wouldn't pull the trigger on the three. She saw the defense closing out on her, but I think she, especially that last time, she could have gotten the shot up, but instead passed it up and gave that one up to Sharon that time, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out which team this was coming
Limestone.
In. But
they've got
it's a huge Limestone cheerleading squad.
Yeah, they've got a huge cheerleading squad, including four boys. It's like they're like a college squad. They carry the big megaphones, and they're actually pretty loud.
that's what you want on the road, I suppose, if you're Limestone.
Yep, so that's not even their boys' basketball team. That's just the cheerleading squad, Kevin. And first shot up a good, second one good as well for Bryn Buckwalter.
I don't know about you, but I really like what I've seen from Bryn Buckwalter.
Yeah, she's a big, strong player as well.
She's got 6 points now, 5 rebounds, and at least 2 blocks, probably a few more that I just didn't see because she's around every play on the inside.
Allison Mangieri, right wing, gives to Casey Williams between the circles. Also Jessica Lieber in there, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, and Casey lost a handle on. Now we're going to have a reaching foul go against Schroyer. Kind of bailed Casey out there as she had lost a handle on it and then reached in and got a piece of Casey Williams, and that's going to send Casey, I believe, to the free throw line for the chance of the one and bonus. I think that's a 17 foul, yeah.
No, now they're going to get it.
Yep, that is the 17th.
Now, let's see if this is one of those times where, oh, no, Casey's going to go right to the line. I was going to say where the official can't remember who actually.
Schroyer picks up her second foul. Casey Williams at the free throw line. She's got 2 points tonight.
She's got 2 points, 2 blocks, 2 steals, and 5 rebounds.
Now the Limestone team comes in. Shot no good by Casey. Rebound comes down and a near travel, but it's knocked away by Lexi Daniels. Freeport gets it back all alone running down the left side. Is Katzenberger, takes it to the right side, lays it up and in. Her first basket, make it 32-19. Streaks, 2:49 to play first half. Lexi Daniels, right wing for the Streaks. On the dribble, now picks up, gives out high right side to Casey Williams. Out between the circles, Allison Mangieri. Out high right side, Jessica Lieber. Back to Allison Mangieri, left wing, fires a three. Off the front iron, no. Rebound, Casey Williams, and she's going to get tied up. Ooh, the official thought about making the call of the foul. She started a point and then stuck the thumbs out.
Well, I think it was one of those, do we really need to be pushing that?
Yeah.
And by the way, we once again missed the Shea Boo three.
Oh, well, there it is. That's right. It's up there. It still says Shea Boo on the wall. 6 3-pointers thus far for the Galesburg Silver Streaks on their way to hopefully a ridiculous night. On the dribble, this is Simmons with it in the center circle to Katzenberger.
Travel.
And a pass to Buckwalter at the free throw line. Kicks out to Schroyer, back to Buckwalter, but it's stolen away by Hannah Smith. Nice defense by Hannah Smith.
Real nice.
And Rainey Sibley with it on the right wing. They're going to say she dribbled it on the sideline. Nice defense that time by Schroyer getting back and bothering Rainey. Kind of couldn't get the handle on it, dribbled it on the sideline, and the Streaks turned it over with 2:14 to play in the first half. Now a 30-second timeout called by Kathy Murphy. 2:14 to play first half. It is Galesburg 32. Freeport 19. Streaks have been in control, just can't seem to totally shake this team as of yet. Streaks will make a run, then Freeport will make a little bit of a run. They keep increasing the lead by bits and pieces, but Freeport is not going to be a team that's just going to go away.
Oh, by no means. And the big thing for the Streaks is going to be just continue to play your game. You're going to inch ahead. I don't think that Freeport, at least from what we've seen, has the firepower to get back into this game. So the only way they're going to really get back in is if the Streaks go cold, and they won't go cold if they play their game.
This is Schroyer in the backcourt. Now to Buckwalter, back to Schroyer across midcourt left side and travel with it. Thank you very much. Sharon nearly tied her up, and Sharon just decided to step back and just let her travel with it because she really didn't have control of the ball and was kind of off balance there, so the Streaks get it back with 2:07 to play in the first half. Hannah Smith to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Sabrina Clay between the circles, tab of the key. Sharon Diggins dribbles right all the way down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. She's just so much quicker. She sees that opening, and she's absolutely gone. Make it 34-19 Streaks. Sharon with 7. Long downcourt pass overthrown. Streaks are going to get it back once again, and that should be
on
the baseline down here because nobody touched it.
She must be saying that
No, these officials. No, yeah, okay. The officials down here are saying that nobody touched it. Oh, now that official is saying that.
Well,
there was a touch.
Like I said, she's a quality official. Yep. If she has her rationale and says that that's what happened, then that's what happened. Coach Massey doesn't look too happy about it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I think it was Sabrina Clay that was close. I know she stuck the hand out. I didn't look to me like she touched it, but either way, the Streaks had it. Now a blocking foul is going to go against Simmons as she tried to step in front of Jessica Lieber.
Well, what Simmons has to do right there, she tried to shortcut Jessica and kind of get Jessica into the situation where she makes a charge. And this is what Coach Murphy's probably saying right now is, no, go cut her off, make her change directions, and try to run her into that trap, because Jess was going right towards where they had another player.
Jess misses the front end of the 1-1. 34-19 Streaks lead. Buckwalter stops, fires a 10-footer. She's short on it, and the rebound tipped by Simmons finally comes down to Haley Kelso, to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run across midcourt, right side. Picks up and gets to Casey Williams, top of the key. She'll dribble left. Now gives to Lexi Daniels, left baseline. Fires a three and got it. And
then, get a foul after the
clearing out
basket.
Foul. And
that's Lexi's first hit of the game, and that's seventh for the Streaks. 7 3-pointer, that is. 37-19 Streaks have an 18-point lead.
Danny Teal got the call for clearing out. So Lexi
that
Daniels,
should be a 1-1, and it will be because it was after the shot.
Right. Yep, we're walking down the other way. It'll be Chastity Schroyer going to the free throw line for the Freeport Pretzels. 1:20 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 37-19. Second foul on Danny. First basket, as Eric mentioned, for Lexi Daniels. 7 threes in the ball game for the Streaks. At the free throw line, Chastity Schroyer hits the first. She's got 3 points.
Played some good defense, though.
5'7", just a sophomore for this young Freeport team. Second shot is away and missed that one. Rebound comes down to Danny Teal. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Jess gets picked from Casey Williams. Gets it across midcourt, left side. Picks up, gives to Casey between the circles. Right wing, Haley Kelso. Ball knocked away. Nice defensive play by Neary. He's got to be careful on that. They've been jumping out in the passing lanes on the wings and been able to. They haven't gotten the steals on it, but they've at least been able to knock it away.
Well, I was watching the Kansas State Michigan game yesterday, and they kept talking about Bruce Weber's philosophy defensively, that if you're two passes away, then you should be in the middle of the lane. Freeport doesn't play defense that way.
No.
They're pretty much glued to whoever they're guarding, regardless of where they are on the floor. So you're right. So if the Streaks are going to try to make that reversal, they've got to definitely see where the defense is.
Rainey Sibley with it between the circles. Hands off to Sammy Thompson. Also Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson in for the Streaks. Under a minute to play. Chloe Anderson right wing. Kicks it out high right side. Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Sammy Thompson, again, thought about it. Didn't pull the trigger on the three. Gets to Sharon Diggins. Drives right baseline.
That should have been a travel.
And her pass to Sabrina Clay got tipped by Simmons. Streaks, fortunately, are going to get it back on the far sideline in front of the Freeport bench. 41.2 to play. Jessica Lieber will check in for Sammy Thompson. Allison Mangieri is going to check in, and she'll replace Rainey Sibley. 37-20, Streaks lead.
Well, that probably should have been a travel by Sharon. Sharon tried to stop her pace and kind of lost her balance, and while she was going down the floor, picked the ball up and hit her knee to the floor.
Right wing, Jessica Lieber with it. Gives to Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Long three-pointer from straight on. Air ball, Sabrina Clay with the offensive rebound.
Oh,
up,
great
got it,
play.
And one. Boy, what a nice job. Sabrina Clay went up. It was actually getting blocked. It looked like she actually switched to the left as it was getting blocked, and she was getting fouled, but she puts it up and in, and a chance of the three-point play. Neary with the foul.
100% affirming what you just said. It was a great play by Sabrina Clay. She did a good job working for that rebound, and that's the one thing you ask for your post players is don't grow roots. You need to move around to try to get those rebounds, and that's exactly what she did.
8 points down for Sabrina Clay as she completes a three-point play. 40-20, Streaks lead with 29.5 to play. Danny Teal checks in and replaces Chloe Anderson. Buckwalter to inbound, and it comes to Neary. Still in the backcourt, gets to Katzenberger. Still in the backcourt. Now gets across to Buckwalter. Top of the key, drives down the paint, stops, and passes off to Simmons, and it's stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Walks the tightrope on the baseline. Long downcourt pass, Danny Teal, right side, lay it up. Too short, might have been blocked by Katzenberger. Simmons with 11 seconds to play. Gets it down to Schroyer, left side, leans in, hits off the bottom of the glass. Rebound to Sabrina Clay. She thought Jessica Lieber was going to be there, but Jessica went to the floor, and I don't know if she twisted an ankle. She's up moving now. But Sabrina Clay, she just saw the white jersey there, but Jessica had fallen to the floor, so the Outlet pass went out of bounds. Freeport has it with 4.7 left. They'll inbound in front of the Streaks bench.
Typical Galesburg style. I did not see who shot that last shot for Freeport. Was it Simmons?
That was, no, it was Schroyer.
Schroyer.
No, I'm sorry, no, Katzenberger. Schroyer made the pass to Katzenberger.
Okay.
It went pretty quickly.
I was trying to get all the stats from the last run down the floor, and it was back up the floor in no time.
Katzenberger to inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. 4.1 to play. Pass knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Danny Teal comes up with it. To Rainey Sibley. The Streaks don't get the shot off, but we have played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control in the final game of the Thanksgiving tournament. At halftime, it is Galesburg 40, Freeport 20. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime stats, also the halftime scoreboard for you as well. At the half, Galesburg 40, Freeport 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras. I can't
say that. Out of collision. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime of the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Freeport Pretzels 40-20 is our halftime score. Streaks outscored Freeport 21-13 in the first quarter and 19-7 in that second quarter. Streaks pretty much in control throughout. Freeport not easily going away as the Streaks have now got a 40-20 lead, and we have a special halftime guest here. Joining us, our halftime interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. And a young lady here getting inducted into the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame for the fourth time. Is that right now?
It is right.
Sarah Larson, congratulations once again. That 97 team, one of the many special teams you played on.
Yes, I mean, they're all special, but yeah, that year was definitely a rebuilding year for us. So
you thought.
At the time, we didn't know what we were capable of. And, you know, once things finally started falling into place, it's like, all right, I think we can rebuild this team and, you know, get back to state.
And what's amazing, I know, in talking with Coach Massey in the pregame show, the fact that eventually there was four of you that ended up being all-staters on that team with Molly that year, yourself, also Jackie, and then Megan Pacheco. It's a pretty amazing array of talent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, the talent, that's the key thing, is everything was so spread out.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't one of those teams with just one mega player. We had so much depth that year.
Man, you played on, like you said, so many good teams. What are the things that really stick out most to you in your career?
Oh, gosh. It's funny. We were just talking about this earlier. You know, it's not the games that you would expect. One of the biggest games, Mendota, in the Christmas tournament, mm-hmm. I think myself had fouled out, and I forget, somebody else had fouled out, but we were literally down about 20 points, and Jackie Howard was hitting threes, and, you know, the sophomores were stepping up, and it was just one of those efforts that it's like, okay, you know, going to win this one too.
Well, it's so funny now. We talk about the system and what's being played now, but Coach Massey had a previous system that you guys did for years and years and worked it to perfection. How would you feel about in playing in this kind of system now?
I'm very fortunate that we played in the system that we had. Obviously, you know, we had a little bit of height.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we could hit as many threes as this team.
Would you have had fun giving it a shot, though?
Oh yeah. I would have had a blast taking the shots. Yeah. But, you know, I think it works for them. And, you know, what we did worked for us. But, yeah, it's definitely fun to watch them, you know, take all those shots. And it's... You know, it's a totally different offense, but it's mm-hmm. the same principles. So, mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what you're doing now.
I've actually been down in St. Louis pretty much ever since I left Galesburg. Mm-hmm. I went and played for Southern Illinois Edwardsville, which is about 20 miles outside St. Louis. So yeah, I live there. I actually work for Gold's Gym, the mm-hmm. workout facility, okay. and I'm a corporate account manager there and have been with the company for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so almost as long as I've been gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a little one. I don't think you can see him. Somewhere around here.
Okay.
He's a little 7-year-old. But yeah, love coming back, and some things never change here, which is nice. It's great to be able to come back, and the same people are sitting in the same seats. And
well, that's the thing. I know it's tough for a lot of the girls that go on and play college, especially if you're playing Division III. You don't get the crowds that you get here.
Oh,
so it's got to be kind of a letdown almost.
Honestly, that was the biggest transition going to college, mm-hmm. was not having the support of the community.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just a lot of it's a different ball game. But yeah, that was the biggest thing. It's not having our fans.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Sarah, congratulations again. 4-time inductee into the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame.
Running out of teams.
I know. Got one more to go, right?
One more. We'll see if we can get them in there.
And, of course, as an individual as well. And actually, it's fun to talk to you tonight because also Jessica Lieber is on the verge of she's going to be nowhere close to where you're at scoring-wise. But she's, less than 20 points away from hitting the 1,000-point mark for her career.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's an excellent shooter. It's fun to watch her play. Yeah. She's a hustler and go-getter and – yeah, I hope she gets that.
Well, hopefully we can start another 9-year run to state like we had during your career.
Yeah, I think this is a great year to do it. Let's do it.
Well, Sarah, congratulations
again.
Thanks for stopping by and talking to us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that is Hall of Famer Sarah Larson here on our halftime show. Streaks lead at 40-20. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only $1. Price and participation may vary.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The World AIDS Day tree lighting ceremony comes up Saturday, December 1st at 5:30 at the Knox County Health Department that evening. This event honors, remembers, and supports those affected by AIDS. If you'd like details on guest speakers and more, call the health department or click on WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight and a low around 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, warming up to a high of 48. Then tomorrow night, cloudy skies back down to a low of 28 again. Monday, partly sunny skies and a high of 38. Monday night, cloudy and a low of 22. And Tuesday, sunny skies and a high of 35. Right now, it's 29.
News, talk, sports on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Freeport Pretzels 40-20 in a half where the Streaks not totally dominant, but played a pretty good first half and just slowly running away from this Freeport team. As we said, this Freeport team is coming out. They're playing hard. They're not going away. They keep coming at you, but Galesburg doing a very good job just kind of pacing themselves, doing what they do, and just slowly building this lead.
Yeah, and the Streaks did exactly what they needed to do. They kept their rhythm. There was a couple times where it seemed, I don't want to say there was a let up, but the Streaks weren't moving or scoring at the same pace they were earlier in the game. And I think that the fear for a coach there is that you kind of have a let up, you let the other team come back into it, and then you get overconfident that you can just turn it back on, and we didn't see the Streaks do that. They kind of were able to keep picking it back up every time they got a little slow on the scoring.
Well, one of the things the Streaks didn't do very well in the first half was shoot free throws. They were just 5-for-10 from the free throw line in the first half. But
including
that,
misses on two front ends of one-on-ones.
Yeah, front ends of one-on-ones. Yep, not good when you have those. But Streaks did hit 7 3-pointers. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Scoring-wise, the Streaks, pretty good bounce again. Jessica Lieber leading the way with 12 points. She hit 3 3-pointers and just 3 out of 5 from the free throw line, including missing the front end of 1-on-1. 8 points for Sabrina Clay. She hit a 3 to get her scoring started, a couple of 2s, 1-for-1 from the free throw line. 7 points for Sharon Diggins, a 3 and a couple of 2s. 2 points for Casey Williams. on a basket. 0 for 1 from the free throw line. That was the front end of a 1-1. 2 points for Rainey Sibley on a basket. 3 for Chloe Anderson on a basket. And 1 for 2 from the line. By the way, Sabrina Clay had that traditional 3-point play as well. 3 for Haley Kelso on a 3 in the first quarter. 3 for Lexi Daniels on a 3 in the second quarter. For the Freeport Pretzels, they were led by Bryn Buckwalter with 6 points, including a basket, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Ashley Simmons. 3 points for Chastity Schroyer. 2 for Jay Holman. 3 for Fiona Neary. And 2 points for Mariah Katzenberger. Streaks lead at 40-20. And, wow, second half already ready to start.
And they're ready to go.
Streaks with the basketball. It's Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson for the streaks. This is Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. Drives top of the key now into the paint. Pulls it back out to the top of the key. Stops and fires a three and got it. Another Manette on that one for Jessica Lieber. She's got 15.
Two away.
And make it 43-20.
This two is away from that 1,000 mark.
Two away. Oh, I thought, no, she needed 27 tonight. She came in, oh, she was at 983. I'm sorry. Or no. No, you're right. No, yeah. I was thinking 970. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. 983. I was thinking 973. I don't know what I was thinking. So just two away from that now. 43-22. Now the streaks get the ball back on a steal. Sharon Diggins drives right side, lays it up and in, and she gets fouled. I believe it's Katzenberger that's going to get the foul. So Sharon with a chance at the traditional three-point play. She's got 9 now.
Well, Tom and I were trying to figure out our math. Katzenberger did score by bucket 4.
Oh, okay. I thought we got it back on a turnover. So Katzenberger scored and then comes down a foul. So Katzenberger's got 4 now. Make it 45-22 as Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri check in for the streak. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. It all happens too quickly in this system. Shot up and good for Sharon Diggins. Completes a three-point play. She's got 9, and she'll be replaced by Lexi Daniels. 46-22, streaks lead. And the inbound stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Lexi gives to Jessica Lieber. Drives down the right side and tried to kick out to Lexi Daniels. Got knocked away, but Lexi runs it down. Now Jessica Lieber for 3. It's off the iron, no. And the rebound comes out long to Katzenberger. Katzenberger on the run right side. Kicks it out to Buckwalter and traveled. No call. Has it knocked away by Danny Teal. It's going to go back to the streaks. Good call there. Danny knocked it off the leg of Buckwalter. Streaks bring it back the other way with 7:03 to play in the third quarter, leading 46-22. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, left wing, Danny Teal, now Sabrina Clay left to the center circle. Jessica Lieber, top of the key, looks over the defense, gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing. She'll fake, drive, kicks out to Jessica Lieber, thought about the three, now penetrates, scoops a shot up off the glass,
there
got
it,
and she is at 1,000 points for her career. Congratulations to Jessica Lieber. Make it 48-22 streaks, now it's nearing. Back to Buckwalter, still in the backcourt. Buckwalter gets it across to Katzenberger on the right wing. Katzenberger drives to the free throw line, stops, pulls up with a 12-footer. Off the front short, rebound to Sabrina Clay, gives to Jessica Lieber. Long down court pass, Lexi Daniels, wide open three right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Schroyer, and it's knocked away by Allison Mangieri. Going to go out of bounds, and Freeport will bring it from three-quarter court. As Casey Williams...
Bill Olsen recognizes Jessica Lieber's 1,000th point. She gets a standing O from the crowd here in the Lieber section, the Lieber Fever section. specifically excited about it.
In for the streaks. 14 silver streaks.
That
should have been a double dribble. They missed that one. Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson. Now Rainey Sibley comes up with a steal. Rainey's in there. Casey Williams, Haley Kelso. Now Neary takes it right back and nearly has a stolen away by Casey Williams. Neary looking for help. And finally gets to Buckwalter right of the center circle. She'll drive right and back to Neary on the baseline. Ooh, a little bump from Haley Kelso. And that'll be her first foul. First team foul on the streaks in the second half. So Jessica Lieber with 17 for the game, 1,000 for her career. Katzenberger to inbound from the right baseline for Freeport. And it comes to Neary on the right block. Leans in, rolls it up and in.
Nice strong move right there.
Yep. She's got 5. Now Sharon Diggins, right baseline, fires a 3. Good! Second of the ball game for Sharon Diggins.
9th for the streak. They're 1 away from giving you a triple cheeseburger.
13 on the night for Sharon. Now a steal by Haley Kelso to Casey Williams. Casey on the dribble, goes down the right side, finds the opening, leans it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes down to Katzenberger for Freeport.
Who put that up?
Yeah, that was Casey's shot. Yep, this is Schroyer, and I just lost the ball, lost concentration on that one. Buckwalter made the pass to Schroyer, and she just dropped it out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back the other way. As a line change comes in, it'll be Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, Chloe Anderson, and Allison Mangieri for the Streaks. 5:25 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 51-24. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, left side. Now top of the key, Allison Mangieri gets a pick from Chloe Anderson, drives down the right side, kicks it out to Lexi Daniels, right baseline, three is in and out, no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay, strong move, no good, but she gets pushed from behind. I think it's going to go, it's either Buckwalter or Neary. Nice, strong rebound by Sabrina Clay, and she does the proper thing. Buckwalter gets a foul, but what Sabrina does, what I like, does not take that dribble. She went straight back up with it.
Well, for those that have been following the IHSA football scores, Montini got away with a 19-6 victory over Morrison 5A and 6A. Crete Moni 33-26 over Cary Grove. And Glenbard West beat Lincoln Way East 10-8. So they got that late two-run homer to come away with the
and that,
win.
Those were two undefeated teams in that match.
Yeah.
Both free throws missed by Sabrina Clay. Now back the other way. Neary drives in right side, gets it up off the glass and in. Another good strong move by Fiona Neary. And make it 51-26. Jessica Lieber gives to Lexi Daniels. Right baseline, fires a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound to Neary, and she's looking for help. Breaks a trap, put her head down, broke through it, got it to Buckwalter. She picked up her dribble, now back to Neary, and she threw an elbow. Wow. Allison Mangieri's going to get called for the foul.
Well,
and the only reason there was contact is because Neary was leaning into her and pushing her off.
I think the argument the official would give you is that Elson was kind of right on top of her when she made the catch, and since she had to move a little bit to make that catch, it resulted in the contact. But I agree with you. It was kind of, to me, if anything, a no call.
That was her third foul as Buckwalter lays it up and in, and third foul on Allison Mangieri. She definitely got the worst of that because she ended up nearly in the scorer's table. Casey Williams out between the circles, out high right side. Jerron Diggins drives right down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in.
Again, nobody from Freeport can stop her drive.
So Sharon now with 15, make it 53-28 Streaks. Hannah Smith also went now. Steal by Casey Williams. Can't hit the bunny. Rebound off the hands of Danny Teal. Goes to the floor. Danny gets tied up now with Katzenberger. Nice hustle by Danny Teal. But the ball is going to go back to Freeport on the alternate possession.
Good steal, though, by Casey. She just got to finish that play. That's a play she should be able to make.
As Buckwalter takes a seat, she'll get a rest. In for her, Morgan Geiser, 5'6 junior.
Buckwalter doesn't come off the floor that much.
Near steal by Haley Kelso, knocked it away, and Geiser comes up with it for Freeport. Now nearly knocked away again from behind by Haley Kelso. Ball goes to the floor. Geiser comes up with it, can't hit the shot. Tipped by Simmons, no good. Gets her own rebound, can't hit that one. Rebound tipped around, this time grabbed by Haley Kelso, and bounces off the leg of Simmons. Nice hustle by Haley Kelso. She was up in the air going out of bounds, threw it off the leg of Simmons, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
4:01 left to go into third quarter, 53-28. The Streaks in control of this one.
Line change, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Katie Lingefelter in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Boys will be coming up next.
Streaks against the Limestone Rockets.
Should be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Limestone, a very, very talented team. Hank Matthews, son of their head coach, Eddie Matthews, is Allison Mangieri hits a three from the right wing. Her first basket of the ball game. Make it 56-28 Streaks, 3:42 to play here in the third quarter. Full court pressure. Ball knocked away by Allison Mangieri. Chloe Anderson comes up with it to Allison Mangieri. Left wing didn't pull the trigger on that one. Now Jessica Lieber fires a long three. It's off the front rim. No good. Chloe Anderson with a rebound. Kicks out to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key. She'll fire another one. It's good.
1,003 and counting.
59-28 Streaks.
And you know what that was.
It's a three-diculous night. Shea Burger. Triple cheeseburger night. Well, that's granted the Streaks win the game.
Well,
got to have that. But
correct.
Looking
but
pretty good at this point.
Yeah. Outside of an excellent comeback by Freeport and maybe a monumental comeback.
Air ball, and Neary thought that shot was blocked. Right. I thought maybe it was, too, with the trajectory that time. But the Streaks are going to bring it the length of the court. Sabrina Clay back in, Sammy Thompson, Haley Kelso, Michaela Isley, and Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. 3:03 to play third quarter. Galesburg leading 59-28.
The dejected group headed back to the Freeport bench as they make a multitude of substitutions.
This, of course, their second game of the day. We didn't get the result of what they did in the first one.
Well, Sharon, we know Diggins, they lost. We don't know what the score was.
Yeah, that's true, because they're coming in 1-3. Their only victory thus far this season is over United Township on the first weekend of this tournament.
And it was quite the battle, too.
Yeah.
Who they played right before us. Was it last Saturday?
I believe so. Haley Kelso, three-pointer left wing. No good. Sabrina Clay down with a rebound. Gets tied up. Was doing the right thing. Was trying to keep it above her head, but somebody had gotten a hand on it, kind of pulling down on it. She'll get stronger, though, throughout her career and be able to take that one right back up someday as well.
Right, and she's having a very good game. Five rebounds, three offensive rebounds for Sabrina Clay to go along with her 8 points.
Boy, and they missed her on the inbound. She was wide open, posted up on the left block, and they missed her. Now Haley Kelso drives in left side, stops, looks for help, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Yeah, she went to the floor. It's either got to be a foul or a travel. They didn't call either, but the jump ball, possession arrow pointing toward Freeport as another line change comes in for the Streaks. Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, and Allison Mangieri. 2:24 to play here in the third quarter, and Evan Massey calling off the dogs. The Streaks will pick up with a 2-3 zone in the half court.
This is the soonest we've seen him go to the 2-3 zone yet this season.
Yeah, I believe so. Buckwalter shot blocked by Casey Williams. Another ball goes to four. Buckwalter hustles, gets it out. And this is on the right baseline, air ball by Abby Jungles. We're going to have a foul on the rebound, though, against, I think, Danny Teal. Let's see.
They didn't motion any foul.
Well, I'm not sure.
They must have just said that one went off the Streaks.
Now a three-pointer up and no good by Jungles, and that one falls out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah. I thought he had called a foul from out near midcourt on this side. I'm not really sure.
He's got that good vision. He can see those.
Well, they've got Danny Teal with three fouls up on the board now, so I'm not sure because I only had her for two. But
that's all I had her for,
okay.
Two.
Oh, boy, nice pass underneath. Casey Williams couldn't hold on. She was so wide open and lost a handle on it, went off her leg.
She's ready to score that one.
Yeah, Freeport will bring it back the other way. Now before the Streaks have another line change, Chloe Anderson, Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith, and Rainey Sibley check in. 1:51 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks leading 59-28. Gales Guy boys basketball coming up next. Well, as soon as we're done here, we'll basically name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and then Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will take over as the Streaks will take on the Limestone Rockets. Galesburg a winner earlier today. They defeated Team Inglewood out of the public league, 73-60. Is that a three?
Two. That was two.
That was Jungles out high on the right side. Put a shot up and in. That is her first basket. Make it 59-30.
So what you're saying is we're going to have a bridge version of the yet-to-be award-winning postgame show.
There you go. Okay. Sharon Diggins drives down the right side. Had a wide-open lane. Nice defensive play, though, by Buckwalter. Got there for the block. Streaks will get it back. And it'll be Hannah Smith inbound from the right baseline. Nice look to Chloe Anderson on the left block. Lost a handle on it, though. Tried to put it up. Three black jerseys around her. Got a block. And now a travel by Buckwalter. She went to make the outlet pass to Maddie Wagner, but shuffled the feet a bit. And ball goes back to the Streaks. It'll be Hannah Smith to inbound from the right baseline. 1:11 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 59-30.
30th pretzel turnover.
Now to Chloe Anderson, left block again. Shots blocked again. And Buckwalter with it that time. We said she's strong also. She's tall. She's also very strong. She just put her hand up and kind of grabbed that one out of the air. Now Buckwalter fired a three top of the key, but traveled before she did so. And the Streaks will bring back the other way as Lexi Daniels, Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Danny Teal check in for Galesburg. Exactly 1 minute to play in the third.
Not a whole lot from Coach Murphy. She's just kind of waiting for this one to be over, it looks like, so that she can get back to explain to her team what all needs to be fixed going into the next game.
Lexi Daniels, three right baseline off the back iron. No rebound comes out long to Nikki Dom, a 5'4 junior in for the first time for Freeport. This is Holman with it, and her pass is to nobody.
To Coach Murphy.
Yeah, Coach Murphy. She doesn't like getting passes. So the Streaks will bring it from just in front of the Freeport bench. 42 seconds to play in the third.
That might work during practice, but not during games.
Exactly. Jessica Lieber between the circles, dribbles right. On the wing now, picks up, gives to Lexi Daniels on the right baseline, back out to Jessica Lieber, back to the top of the key, 28 seconds to play. Danny Teal now right wing, back out to Casey Williams, now Jessica Lieber between the circles. Danny Teal wide open under the basket, left side, turns, lays it up and in. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Nice left-handed layup by Danny Teal, make it 61-30 Streaks. 13 seconds to play.
Running clock.
This is Schroyer with it.
Ooh.
Near travel there by Jungles. Now 5 seconds play. I'm not sure they know how much time's on the clock. Now this is a three-pointer up and good by Jay Holman as time runs out in the third quarter. Well, no longer a running clock, unfortunately. But
we might be able to get back there.
Three up and good by Holman. We have played three quarters. It's Galesburg 61, Freeport 33. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to Toyotathon, our biggest sales event of the year. I'm here to help you find the very best deals on all your favorite Toyota models. Please listen closely. Some of our great offers have changed. In fact, this Toyotathon, we're offering big savings on almost everything. To hear more about great offers on reliable, safe, and versatile Toyota vehicles, choose from one of the following. Press 1 for Camry. Press 2 for RAV4. Press 3 for Corolla. You want the versatile 2012 RAV4 4x4. We get you. Right now, you can lease one for $209 per month for 36 months with $25.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. Toyotathon is on. This is the one event you don't want to miss.
On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, security deposit waived. $350 disposition fee to a lease end. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for lease details. Offer cannot be combined and is subject to availability. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 12-312.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Just underway, final quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Freeport Pretzels 61-33. Tom Erdoff along with Eric Gibson. Sharon Diggins drives the right side, gets fouled by Bryn Buckwalter. That's her third foul. Sharon going to the free throw line with two shots. She has 15 points in the ball game.
Second trip to the line, and she misses the first one.
That one is no good for Sharon Diggins. Also Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and Rainey Sibley in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second shot up and good. She's got 16. And the Streaks picking up with a 2-3 zone in the half court. On the dribble, it's Holman. And she gives way to Jungles, left wing. Three-pointer up and no good by Nikki Dom. Rebound to Rainey Sibley. Now it is Jessica Lieber across midcourt, right of the center circle. Casey Williams to Rainey Sibley. Three-pointer, left wing is good. Nope, she was on the line. They said she was on the line.
She's done that a lot this year. A
couple times, yeah. So it's a long two for Rainey Sibley. Make it 64-33 Streaks.
That should be the running clock number.
Yeah, should. And now a steal by Chloe Anderson. Ball was tipped up by Casey Williams. Chloe Anderson came down with it. Jessica Lieber with it. Jessica went over the 1,000-point mark. Now a three-pointer. Sharon Diggins is good from the right baseline. 67-33 Streaks.
Sharon having a strong game.
That's 19 for her, 20 for Jessica Lieber in the game. Left wing, this is Dom with it for Freeport. Out it goes to Jungles on the dribble, top of the key. Now picks up, knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Jessica picks it up. She's going to have an easy two this time all the way down the right side. Lays it up and got it. And Evan Massey just calling the timeout just to get the subs in. They stopped the clock, though.
Well, maybe. I was going to say, do we get a running clock during the timeout?
Yeah.
Well,
in that case, they could have.
Yeah, because neither team went to the bench.
Now, so it's Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, the two freshmen out front, Allison Mangieri, Michaela Isley, and Sabrina Clay down on the bottom of the 2-3 zone. This is Holman with it, left wing to Dom. 6:18 to play in the paint to Neary. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound Allison Mangieri, and it's stolen away from behind. Allison got hit in the mouth, too, in the process. And the 15-footer left baseline, right baseline is up and no good by Holman. And this is Sammy Thompson with it for the Streaks. Nice look down court to Michaela Isley, left side, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound on the weak side, Lexi Daniels, and she gets fouled. That was a nice pass from Sammy Thompson out near midcourt to Michaela Isley, wide open under the basket. Nice job by Lexi Daniels going after the offensive rebound.
Well, what you'd like to see is Michaela needs to get stronger. She's got to be able to use that left hand and the right hand on the respective sides, and she should be able to finish a lot right around the rim. She's got the height. She's got some athleticism. She just kind of, I think, is a little too passive when she gets the ball in the paint.
First free throw up and good for the freshman, Lexi Daniels. 5:28. Now we do have the running clock, by the way. 70-33 Streaks lead.
Streaks have been averaging just about 70 points a game, so they've hit that mark.
Second shot up and good as well. There's 5 for Lexi Daniels. 71-33 Streaks lead. 2-3 zone by Galesburg. This is Chastity Schroyer, right wing to Katzenberger. Stops at the right elbow, pulls up with a 15-footer, airballs it, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, and we'll have 5 new players come in. Haley Kelso gets a little bit more playing time tonight in her first action for the Streaks. Also, Katie Lingefelter, Hannah Smith still kind of working her way back in. Randy Sibley and Danny Teal in for the Streaks as well. 4:47 to play. Right baseline. This is Randy Sibley. Katie Lingenfelter. Hannah Smith, top of the key. Thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Right wing to Danny Teal. She'll drive baseline. Nice move, but a nice block by Neary. And now a steal by Hannah Smith. Hannah on a dribble across midcourt right side against Katzenberger. Now drives to the free throw line and pulls it out. Gives to Haley Kelso. Now Katie Lingenfelter. Now it's Danny Teal. Fires a long three right side. It's short. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And Freeport will bring it the length of the court with 4:15 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 71-33.
Well, Hannah Smith, two steals. That's the extent of her involvement in the scorebook, but she's done a good job playing defense in this one.
Neary in the paint. Turnaround 10-footer is up and good. They get 71-35 Streaks. Now it's Katie Lingenfelter right of the center circle. Picks up her dribble, travel with it, no call. Now Rainey Sibley to Hannah Smith out high on the right side. Hannah on the dribble out between the circles now. 3:43 to play. Streaks leading 71-35. Galesburg got boys basketball coming up following this one. Brad and Jim will have it for you against the Limestone Rockets.
Unless something happened that I wasn't aware of, I'm pretty sure Springfield takes first place in this tournament.
That's what I'm thinking. Haley Kelso's three is no good. Going after the rebound, she's going to be called for the foul. She bumped into Simmons.
So, but and I'll tell you what. We talked a lot about it during last Saturday's broadcast. Tom, I think that this Springfield squad looked stronger than the Springfield squads we've seen in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think
so. And that's
so
without Zana Medley.
Yeah, they're just more balanced than they have been.
And they have more athletes on the floor. They don't.
Yeah.
They're not as reliant, obviously, on one player, but they also just generally have more athleticism on the floor.
That's the team that I would not be surprised to see. I'm not sure if that was a shot or a pass, but
I'm going
Streaks
pass.
Come up with a steal, what no matter. This is Michaela Isley down the right side, stops, kicks it out to Lexi Daniels. Now Sammy Thompson fires three out high right side, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to McCabe for Freeport, 2:39 to play. Yeah, I would not be surprised to see that Springfield team back again as the three-pointer's no good by Neary. Rebound, Michaela Isley, her outlet knocked away, and Katzenberger has it. She lays it up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Casey Williams, goes to the floor. Michaela Isley ties it up with Schroyer and Simmons, but would not be surprised to see that Springfield team make another appearance at Redbird Arena this year in Class 3A because they are that talented. And, yeah, I know we talked about off the air, probably one of the three best teams we're going to see, at least in the regular season this year, along with Maine South and New Trier.
Yeah, easily.
Casey Williams with the rebound of the missed shot. She'll bring it across herself. Top of the key, Sammy Thompson. Didn't pull the trigger that time. Gives to Allison Mangieri. Now Casey Williams to Lexi Daniels out high right side. Under 2 minutes to play. Left side, Sammy Thompson on the wing. Goes baseline to Allison Mangieri. She'll fire the three and got it. Second of the ball game for Allison Mangieri. And another substitution timeout called by Evan Massey. He'll get Katie Lingenfelter, Haley Kelso, and Hannah Smith back in there. They'll be in there with Lexi Daniels and Michaela Isley.
Well, you know, from what I've heard from Springfield, they think their biggest competition in their area is going to be Springfield Southeast. And they actually played Southeast, I think it was last Tuesday. It's either last Tuesday or it's going to be this coming Tuesday. So I wonder what happened in that game.
As Simmons drives down the left side, lays it up. And actually, you know what, now that you mentioned that, I remember last year that was the case also, that they were like both as a runner on the right side by Lexi Daniels is up and in. Those they were like both top 10 last year and had to play in the regional, I think.
Yeah, and you know that's just one of those screwy things about the way things are set up in this regional system.
Schroyer hits a three-pointer for Freeport to make it 76-40 with a minute to play in the ball game. Michaela Isley to Hannah Smith, right wing. Now out high, this is Lexi Daniels. Long three-pointer, in and out, no good. Hannah Smith skies for the rebound. We saw her do that a lot last year. Now Lexi Daniels, right wing, 51 seconds to play. Hannah Smith has it, brings it out to the wing, back to Lexi Daniels, right baseline, fires a three. That one bounces out, no good. Hannah Smith with the rebound, gets pushed on the putback, and she'll go to the free throw line with two shots, and the game time's probably going to run out during these free throw attempts.
If she does it right, it will.
So Hannah Smith goes to the free throw. We saw her do that several times. Shortest player on the floor most of the time when she's in there, but she gets in there, has a nose for the ball, and gets some rebounds.
Yeah, she does, and she does a real good job with it because what she does is she just is superior at blocking out, which a lot of players don't focus on. She does a real nice job with it.
Made the first free throw, missed the second. 10 seconds of play, 77-40. Streaks are going to move to 5-1. Steal by Lexi Daniels. 6 seconds to play. Haley Kelso with four. Stops and fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound Katie Lingenfelter, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 5-1 on the season as they defeat the Freeport Pretzels. Final score, Galesburg 77, Freeport 40. Kevin up, Galesburg High boys basketball here on WGIL. And this is a night where Jessica Lieber went over the 1,000-point mark for her career. And a good effort by the Streaks tonight as they move to 5-1 as they defeat the Freeport Pretzels. 77-40 was the final score. As we need to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. See, usually we get a commercial break to talk about it a little bit.
Well, you know, I think when you talk about career achievement and you talk about looking, you know, one of the things that you want to have is you want to be recognizing players for their career achievement. And that's kind of what you see. That's why the Galesburg does the Hall of Fame inductions. That's why they honor the teams that have superior success, you know, because you want to make sure you keep that in line. And that would be my vote, is that we keep in line with that for tonight.
And also you look at, you know, that was crunch time was really in a game like this. It's early in the game, and she kind of set the tone with a couple of threes early in the game as well.
Yeah, and that player would be Jessica Lieber. Jessica finishes with, they cleared the scoreboard on me, and I haven't had a chance to add it up, but
22, I believe. Let's see.
16, 19, 22 points, yeah. Three rebounds, two steals. So just an overall great night for Jessica Lieber. She hits that 1,000-point mark, which, you know, sometimes when you talk about those career accomplishments, you see teams do or struggle with getting there based on the fact that, you know, it's tough sometimes to worry about having all that on your back, and she didn't show any signs of that.
So Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks win it here tonight, 77-40, the final score over the Freeport Pretzels. Coming up next, Galesburg High boys basketball, as the Streaks are set to take on the Limestone Rockets in the finale of the boys side of the Thanksgiving tournament. Should be a good game. Stick around here on WGIL, WGIL.com, and on your smart device at TuneIn Radio. Again, Galesburg High girls win it. Final score, Galesburg 77, Freeport 40. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Ashley Blake. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith, saying good night for now from John Thiel Gym.
Play-by-play coverage from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight and a low around 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, warming up to a high of 48. Then tomorrow night, cloudy skies, back down to a low of 28 again. Monday, partly sunny skies and a high of 38. Monday night, cloudy and a low of 22. And Tuesday, sunny skies and a high of 35. Right now, it's 29.
Thanks for listening. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.